This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, where we moved from New Orleans after the storm Katrina, First Baptist Church of Algiers, but now we're here in Walker, Louisiana. At this time, I'd like to play one of our choir songs for you. Would you just listen? Let's listen together. We have 9 full-length CDs of our old radio choir were disbanded when Katrina hit here in New Orleans. And I have one here in my hand, because I'm going to just quote you some of the songs that's on it. Jesus put himself in my place, still sweeter every day, precious blood, new name and glory, he died for me, such love, no one ever cared like Jesus, and others. Oh, my friend, they're $5 a piece. We have 9 of them. Other things we have here that we've been offering you, I've offered you the series that we brought on Faith Healing, True or False, and it's in print now. I'd be glad to send it to you free and postpaid. If you write me, I'll send it to you. And my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. We're bringing you this study now on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We're moving real slowly. And we got down there in our last study. We were looking at Noah in the ark. And I asked you to go back and read those 6th and 7th chapters of Genesis. And you'll find there that the ark had neither mast nor sail, nor rudder, nor steering device. It didn't have a mast on it or sail. It wasn't a sailboat. No, it didn't have a rudder. It didn't have no steering gear. And it was only the power of God that kept that frail boat from being broken to pieces upon the rocks in the, on the mountainside as the water rose. And then, listen, when the storm raged for 40 days and 40 nights, listen, I don't think we can understand or fathom what that flood brought. Never had been rain before that time. But yet the Lord preserved Noah and his family. And one little window up on the top. One door, and God closed it. They couldn't get out. One little window, and they looked to him, looked up. Now, let me tell you something else. The powers of darkness may be raging in your heart right at this time, and the storms of doubt and fear may be surging in your soul. Your only hope is to look to the Lord. Your only hope is to believe God's word. Believe him. Trust him. He'll bring you through, and listen. Then to think that 40 days and 40 nights that ship was tossed from side to side, beaten and banged, yet Noah sat there, lay there, believing God's word all that time, my friend. And the scripture says, my grace is sufficient. You ever look that verse up? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He believed him. He accepted what the Lord had given him to do. So it is with God's child. We use the means that God gives us to preserve us. Trusting everything into his hand. Except for the power of God, you and I, since believer, would be killed shortly. But how gracious it is that God gives us faith just to trust him. Oh, and then to believe his word. That's the only way we can please the Lord, is to by faith. Now, let me tell you something. There ain't one of us here this morning or tonight that'd live 24 hours if it wasn't for the power of God. Satan, our old arch enemy, would kill us immediately. But the power of God, he's restrained. We see here the temporal deliverances of Noah from the flood. As an example, As an example of the eternal deliverances of God, elect from the wrath to come. Christ is our ark, my friend, and we are hid in him by faith. When we turn back to the 6th chapter of Genesis, we find divine judgment of God pronounced that 120 years he would destroy the earth. What brought the Lord to this place, to where he was going to destroy the earth? Sin. I understand from what I can read and study that the world at that time, the earth, was racked with the perversion, homosexuality, same-sex marriages, all of those things, just like in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you want to go back there and read that destruction of Sodom, how the angels came there and literally had to drag old Lot out of Sodom, had to drag him out, he and his two daughters and his wife, Ms. Lot. And when they got outside, the angel said, now don't look back. Don't look back now. Don't look back. As soon as they got outside the city, Ms. Lot looked back. Why did she do that, Trailblazer? Why did she look back? Because she loved the nightlife, the city lights, all of those things. She loved the entertainment of the world. I don't know her physical condition or spiritual condition, except she was not a child of God or she wouldn't have looked back. Now, we also see there the way of deliverance in the 6th chapter of Genesis that he presented to one who had found grace in his eyes. Then we see faith, obedience manifested in Noah's life, and he escaped the judgment. Being warned of God, he moved with fear, he obeyed. You see, we can't get away from that statement, he obeyed God. Then, in order to be saved from the destructive power of sin and the devouring assaults of Satan, we must tread faith of obedience in Christ. And that's it. I have no other way to escape this morning except in Christ. I trust him. Are you trusting the Lord? Let me stop here and just probe your heart a little bit. You tell me you love to hear the old Trailblazer. I get letters all the time. But can I ask you, are you saved? Can you tell me when the Lord saved you and how the Lord saved you? The Bible says always be ready to give an account of the hope that you have within it and within. And that's what we do here in the here at Radio Missions. We have a prayer service every Sunday night. We have a what we call a testimonial time where folks can stand up and say, Mr. Trailblazer, Mr. Pastor, let me tell you how the Lord saved me. Or they can stand up and say, please pray for me, I'm lost. And I ask you, if you go to prayer on Saturday afternoon, Saturday and Sunday night, whatever time you have at your church, would you just ask the leader, the pastor, to pray for the old Trailblazer in this ministry here? We do, my friend. We pray one for another. Oh, listen now. Listen, now let's notice these facts. We see in the life of Noah that faith elevated our affections above the earth and set them on things above because Noah looked up. Did you know that's the only way they could look in the ark was look up? And in verse 7, in the life of Noah, we see that our lives on earth are to be regulated by heavenly principles. Oh, how most of our lives are regulated and controlled by earthly things. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? We're so earthbound. I don't know how long the Lord's going to put up with us, do you? We hear that statement occasionally. But how long is the Lord going to put up with us? He waited on Noah 120 years to build the ark. And then he destroyed every living thing, my friend. I wish that would dawn on your heart that he destroyed. Don't foo-foo God's word. This is God's word I hold in my hand, bringing you the raw word of God, the raw gospel. You say, well, get off all that stuff and talk about how God saves a sinner. Well, I do. Day by day, I tell you, come on to Christ. Trust him. And then I ask you, are you saved? I ask you, have you ever been awakened to the fact that you're a lost sinner? For no man comes to Christ until he sees himself sinful, unworthy, and just bound down by Satan. Then he'll come to Christ. Listen, the real born-again believer is a heavenly man, living on earth as a heavenly man. He's governed by spiritual and divine principles, not by fleshly motives and worldly interests. Did you ever get tired of flesh? Did you ever see so much flesh, my friend? Oh, you can't even look at the billboards on the highway now. You can't see nothing but flesh. All the flesh. And our people who design the clothes of this world, they're designing the women's clothes to where they leave nothing to be imagined. Young girls now, 10, 11, 13 years old, wearing things that ought to be burnt. Ought to be burnt. My friend, don't let your children do that. It leads to those things that take our children away from us. Old Satan is out there ready to snatch them. You talk about child molester, Satan is the most child molester that ever was born, my friend, or ever was made. Now, listen, the born-again believer will perform many of the same deeds. Now, get this now. Perk up your ears. Listen, the born-again believer will perform many of the same deeds and do many things the non-Christian does, yet he has a different object and aim in view. I want you to get that statement. You and I may live right side by side, do the same thing, perform the same act. You're governed by fleshly interest, and I'm governed by heavenly interest. See the difference? Can you just see the difference there, my friend? In other words, he lives and works and does what he does in obedience to God, in a joyous response to his revealed will. Everything that he does, I mean as a whole, is for the glory of God. That's what God's child does. Now, let me say again, close to running out of time, that the divine warning was the ground of Noah's faith. Now, let me add here. Divine warning was the ground of Noah's faith. Noah did not argue. Aren't you ashamed to sit there and argue with God or argue with the old Trailblazer over the truth? Aren't you ashamed that you ever argued with God? I am. I'm ashamed that I just distrusted the Lord for many years. Wouldn't come to him, wouldn't be broken, wouldn't bow my knee. I'm ashamed of it now. But my friend, God's child now is a new creature in Christ. And I hope you're enjoying these studies. We're gonna go on plodding on day by day till we get through with them. Then we'll get on to something else the Lord leads us to. And if you want to be a witness for God, you want to be a missionary, you write me and I'll send you tracts by Pastor L.R. Shelton you can put out in the jails and the hospital and the places where you go. And you truckers, I'll send them to you. You can put them in the weigh station there in your break room in the truck stop. But if you would, you write me. Sit down and write. But remember, my mailing address is Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. May God bless you.